السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The people of Syria's demonstrations in support of the prisoners and Al-Aqsa reveal the deep roots of Islam in their hearts. Translated. With news circulating about the Israeli Knesset's decision to approve the execution of Palestinian prisoners in their prison, numbering around 9,500 prisoners, the people of Syria rose up in support of their brothers. Popular demonstrations demanding their liberation erupted in numerous Syrian cities and towns. The demonstrations called for the declaration of jihad and the mobilization of armies to free the prisoners in Al-Aqsa Mosque. The demonstrators expressed their readiness to sacrifice themselves in support of their brothers and the Masra, site of the Prophet ﷺ's night journey, which the Jewish entity has closed and where prayer has been prohibited for over a month, while most Muslims remain oblivious and their rulers complicit. The uprising of our people in Syria have proven once again that the Muslim Ummah is one body, no matter how hard its enemies and their puppet rulers try to tear it apart with artificial borders and debased nationalistic rhetoric. O Muslims, our struggle with the Jewish entity is not a conflict of interests or borders, but an existential struggle that will not end until Allah's promise is fulfilled. And when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter that place of worship as they entered it the first time and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 7. And so that the glad tiding of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam may be fulfilled.
لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقاتل المسلمون اليهود فيقتلهم المسلمون حتى يختبئ اليهودي من وراء الحجر والشجر فيقول الحجر أو الشجر يا مسلم يا عبد الله هذا يهودي خلفي فتعال فاقتله إلا الغرقد فإنه من شجر اليهود.
The last hour will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews and the Muslims will kill them, until the Jew hide behind a stone and the tree, and the stone or the tree will say, O Muslim, O servant of Allah, there is a Jew behind me, so come and kill him. Except for the box thorn al-gharqad tree, for it is one of the trees of the Jews. No matter how much the rulers try to ignore the fact that the conflict is inevitable, and their haste to conclude security and other agreements with the Jews, and their disregard for supporting the people of Palestine, and even their disregard for the repeated attacks by the Jews on our country and our people in Syria, this will not change the essence of the conflict and its inevitability. The Jewish entity wages its conflict with Muslims as an existential one, seeking to destroy their sources of power and impose its hegemony over their lands. It openly declares its expansionist ambitions, stretching from the Euphrates to the Nile, and strives to demolish Al-Aqsa Mosque and build its alleged temple on its ruins. It supports every opportunist and extremist group, from small sects and ethnicities, who aids it in tearing the country apart. After all this, is it conceivable that we remain oblivious to the reality of the conflict with the usurping entity and ignore its inevitability? Supporting our brothers and sisters in Palestine is our duty, whatever the consequences. Therefore, our people in Hashem must move to fulfill their duty of supporting them without wavering in their resolve or weakening in their determination. How could they not, when Hashem is the abode of Islam? Moreover, the greatest duty falls upon the armies of the Muslim world in general. Do you not yearn, O soldiers, for the cries of victory that pierce the heavens, proclaiming the fulfillment of the Prophet ﷺ's glad tidings of victory over the Jewish entity, so that you may revive the legacy of liberators like Nur al-Din, Zangi, and Salahuddin? The Jewish entity is a feeble entity that needs only a decisive battle from the Muslim armies. The Al-Aqsa flood operation provided its fragility, as America, which supports it, neither will withstand an ideological state that establishes Allah's rule and fights to defend his deen, a state whose sons cherish jihad and martyrdom in the path of Allah. O armies, we, your brothers in Hizb al-Tahrir remind you of the hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يحقره ولا يخذله.
A Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. He does not wrong him, nor does he despise him, nor does he abandon him. We call upon you to support your deen, to support your imprisoned brothers, and to support Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Masra, site of our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's night journey and the first Qibla for Muslims. The fulfillment of Allah's promise will only be achieved by the sincere and truthful who establish Allah's rule on earth under the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood, spreading justice and mobilizing armies to support the people and liberate the land. So be among its supporters and soldiers, for in that alone lies our success, victory, glory, and triumph in this world and the hereafter, by Allah's permission. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.